This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
History's repeating itself. Right at the 11th hour, Liberty's coming back. Roger, the big Supreme Court issue, so much more that's going down. But you mentioned Phil Mudd, used to run counterterrorism operations. He was a CIA infiltrator of the left, brought in by Mueller to try to spy on the FBI. He's a really bad dude. He's always calling for the president's death. I'm not a macho guy. You know, I don't talk about stuff that I won't back up. But Phil Mudd talking about killing the president and how we need to be violent and all this crap. At a certain point, and the Justice Department doesn't have the will to indict him, this is a war. He's an enemy combatant at this point. And I don't know why different defense intelligence, Marine Corps intelligence, the Army, why they're sitting back while Mudd does this.
It's really quite extraordinary. If you said that you were going to kill Barack Obama, I think you'd have a visit from the Secret Service within hours, if not minutes. But there's a double standard here. This guy openly threatened to kill the President of the United States in a TV interview. Where's the outrage?
And he's still doing it. He's saying, we're going to take him out. So I like, as a citizen, I feel derelict. I'm not going to do this, but I feel like getting in a car and going to Virginia, man. That's my president. That's my country. If everybody else is going to stand down, Mudd, you better watch your ass.
Well, now you sound a little bit like John Brennan. But this is unbelievable that he can get away with this. But it just shows you the media double standard.
Well, I'm not saying I'm doing anything to Mudd. You got a guy on TV saying he's going to overthrow the government, he's going to kill the president. I'm just saying, I mean, I've had people threaten my family and stuff. I've sued them. I mean, you know, a bully said I'm going to kick your ass. I met him out in the playground. I just don't understand it.
It is a little hard to fathom. I do think the big news, though, and we were ahead of this curve here on InfoWar, is the retirement of Justice Kennedy. Now, I reported late last year that Kennedy was next to go, other than Ginsburg. But ironically, with the appointment of Judge Gorsuch, who had been a clerk for Kennedy and for whom Kennedy had some affinity on a personal basis, Kennedy decided to stay around on the bench for a little longer because I think he enjoyed that relationship. Now, consistent with our prediction, Judge Kennedy, a Reagan appointee, will retire. Now, I believe Judge Andrew Napolitano is a frontrunner. We know he was the emotional first pick of the president for the Gorsuch seat. His name is not on the list that was prepared by the Federalist Society, largely because he asked that it be taken off because of objections at Fox News under Roger Ailes at that time. But I really think he is a contender. The president gave him some indication of this back during the Gorsuch selection. And I don't think the president could make a better choice than Andrew Napolitano. Solid conservative, but with a libertarian bent, a pro-freedom bent. Very much in the running, if what I hear.
Well, to be specific, President Trump said, you're my next pick if everything works out, round two. So we'll just say he's at the front of the pack, he's in the pole position.
Sure. Now, we know there are certain establishmentarians who will seek to block him, and the treachery inside the Trump White House knows no bounds. That's what's so ironic, is that the president has gotten so much of his agenda done, despite the fact that he has these whizzlings around him who are saying, oh, no, you can't cashier the Iran deal, Mr. President. You've got to sign the Paris Accords, Mr. President. But Trump sticks to his guns. He's one of the most stubborn men I know. And I mean that in a positive sense. When he makes up his mind to do something, he will do it, and he cannot talk about it.
All right, back in 60 seconds to put some bookends on this. I want to be clear about Phil Mudd. I'm not somebody like him who talks about violence all day. And, you know, my great-great-grandfather wasn't the guy that, you know, helped shoot Lincoln in the back of the head. So I get, you know, he's a really bad guy. I'm just saying he wants to kill America's recovery. He's running around saying, over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, let me speak for hours, just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. In the war room with Owen Schroyer, just back from D.C. He was all over the hearings today. So many clubs that came to get into it. They, Jordan and Gowdy kept saying, well, did you ever send anybody to spy on Roger Stone? Did you ever send an informant, which we know they did, and Rosenstein was lying about it and everything? We're at such an epic moment here in history. I always don't want to be too confident, Roger, but it does seem like the worm's turning. Not in some utopia, but at least we get some decent leadership that's trying to fix things. On your gut-level radar screen, what are you worried about? What are the curveballs? How do you think the deep state's going to strike back?
I just can't see them, Alex, ever handing over this information on the illegal, unconstitutional surveillance of Americans and the political use of the FISA warrant.
Let me interrupt you. You said on January 20th, outside the inauguration, before we went and after, you said the illegal surveillance is the key to bringing it all down. It's 100 times bigger than Watergate. You said this is the key. Now that's all over the news. You were the trailblazer. It's just a fact. And so you're back to this. What is it Rosenstein will not turn over? Because he denied that he was even turning stuff over. I mean, he lied incredibly today.
This guy is a weasel. You can see it. We have him, thanks to Reince Priebus, probably the president's single worst appointment, Mr. Rosenstein. He is the de facto attorney general. But this surveillance is the cornerstone of this entire hijacking of an American election. If you pull out the cornerstone, it will all, or I should say the keystone, it will all collapse.
It's a linchpin.
And they know it. They know it. Because it completely exposes the effort by the Obama administration to wire the election for Hillary. This was the insurance policy that Stroke is talking about in his text messages. That's why I don't think Rosenstein will ever yield, which is why the president needs to fire him.
What do you make of the amazing revelation that Jim Jordan's staff and others have been threatened directly by Rosenstein, and then he lies and says he never did it, and Jordan's like, I've known these people for years. You did this. And then he makes a joke about, we don't subpoena phone calls. No, just the records, you little weasel.
I would say it's a very clear case of obstruction of justice. He is trying to thwart the legitimate oversight authority of the U.S. Congress. It just demonstrates their total lack of any respect for the rule of law. When the FBI director gives his little speech, which we played on the war room, talking about their respect for oversight, they don't respect oversight. They thwart oversight.
Well, that's right. And we've got Fox News, AP, and others with copies of emails from Rosenstein saying, I'll subpoena you. And then he gets up and says, I didn't do that. But there's a little lawyer proviso, we don't subpoena phone calls. So, I mean, God, that is such an aggressive mooning of Congress, the American people, by Rosenstein. I mean, his bravado, his chutzpah is amazing.
Well, and if you look at the size of the cufflinks that the guy is wearing at these hearings, he clearly has not read Stone's rules.
How big should the cufflinks be?
Small. Understated is the key. Look, this guy just oozes insincerity. And we need a house cleaning at the Department of Justice. There's just no question.
Why does he think laughing at Congress and getting all his minions to laugh at Jordan? I mean, does he have no instinct that, like, going and lying? Like, he did, I think he didn't get that he was being destroyed in delayed order today. I don't think he I don't get the arrogance of these guys.
Well, but except for he's in it now. There is no turning back, because what he's covering up is the key to the entire abuse of power by the Obama administration. He's only nominally a Republican. He's actually in this job at the recommendation of Congressman Elijah Cummings. That's beyond belief.
No, I understand. So you're in the jaws of this most historic witch hunt in U.S., maybe world history. You know you're innocent. You know it's all, but they're not going to give up. So how do you, just in 60 seconds, we're going to the next co-host, how do you see this unraveling, or where do you see this going?
Well, it's very hard to know. On a personal basis, all I can do is try to build a war chest, because I know I'm going to a thermonuclear legal war, and they have the vast machinery and resources of the government. I sleep well at night because I know I've done nothing wrong. And I know that all of my political activities in 2016 to elect Donald Trump were perfectly legal. There is no Russian.
But I know what they were. It had nothing to do with Russia. It was reach black voters, reach women. I was involved. It had nothing to do with the Russians.
But, you know, why are they looking at my tax returns? Why are they looking at my financial records? Why are they asking questions about my family life, my relationship with my wife, my sex life, how much I drink, whether I smoke marijuana? Who cares? What does it have to do with the election?
Let me ask this selfishly, because you said like a third of the questions were about me even a few weeks ago. Other people have told me that. Have they tapered off me? Because I heard this, like, me and films and Joel Gilbert now, like our films are evil.
Yeah, they're very focused on the documentary Banished, the Danny Williams story, which first premiered here at InfoWars. 38 million Americans saw that. It was legally financed. It was legally promoted. And it was very successful. We're being penalized for effectiveness. We're being penalized because we supported Donald Trump. This isn't a witch hunt. It's a political persecution. It has nothing to do with breaking the law. It has everything to do with silencing me so that I can't come on.
I agree. Let's look at the president. He seems turbocharged, like he's winning. The energy level's way up, the peace deals, everything. Let's talk about Trump right now, and just knowing him for 40 years. It seems like Trump's going into his next mode, attack mode. I think they should be worried.
Well, his political capital has never been at this level, because we have a booming economy, and it's just going to get better. His corporate and personal tax cuts haven't even had
a chance. And we've got pro-Supreme Court rulings, new Supreme Court nominations. I mean, he's like, wow, royal flush here.
And he doesn't get credit for the conservative judges he's appointing at all levels. I mean, he is redoing the judiciary for a long period of time.
In closing, how does Soros and Hillary, that's who still runs the Democratic Party, how do they counterstrike?
Look, the Mueller thing is not going to go away until the president fires Mueller. It's just a sad truth. Look at this piece in Bloomberg this week. Mueller to now focus on Russian collusion. I thought that's what he's been doing for the last 2 years. And then they recycle the same old thing. Oh, the Donald Trump Jr. meeting. Well, they never mentioned that the Russian woman lawyer, who is clearly a plant, meets with the people at Fusion GPS before and after.
Yeah, we all know it's a fraud. Let's go past that. Why would the Russians be able to engineer defeating the Democratic Party, rebooting America, having the best economy in 60 years, bringing everything back? Wow. If this is Russian management, thank you, Vladimir Putin. But of course it's not. You and I both know it's us. It's the American people. It's all of us taking action and wanting to get away from it. I mean, even Conrad Black of the Bilderberg Group came out and said, this isn't any of Russians. We've had globalist programs to keep America poor, to siphon off its wealth for decades. We were a pressure cooker about to explode. Trump realized that with others, and they're just saying, why not have prosperity? I mean, I just can't believe the weird hard-on that Obama and the globalists had to, like, screw America. Let me ask you that in 60 seconds. Why do the globalists hate America so much? What is their mental illness?
Because they're for one world government. They're against American sovereignty. Look, the one thing about Trump that people need to understand is he believes in success. He believes in winning. He wants to see this country richer and more prosperous than ever before. But he wants it to be at the family level. He wants your family to be rich and to have opportunity and prospects. And he also knows that this is the keystone to his long-term political success. That's why he's got a nice bounce in his step these days.
That's right. He is all in. His success is bound to American success. We finally have it. And someone who's not a coward, who's committed, who is blooming under our spiritual support. Roger Stone, amazing job. StoneDefenseFund.com. Donate there, folks. Donate at InfoWarsStore.com. We need your support. This is a great opportunity to be involved in this. Lionel's coming up. Stay with us. Thank you, Roger.
I'll be back at the war room.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Well, we've got breaking news from Fox News in Town Hall. Mass shooting in a newsroom, in Maryland newsroom. Fox News is reporting that there are multiple fatalities and arrest might have been made at the sheriff of Anna County. Spoke to Shep Smith. We'll keep you updated. And go ahead and scroll down on that because I've got my article cut off here. I can't read it. Go ahead and scroll down, please. So we've got that going on right now. Lionel is about to be taking over. So we have reports of a shooting in Maryland at a newspaper newsroom. And we'll have more of that as it unfolds. Here's a clip from Fox News breaking it down. Is it the Capital Gazette newspaper? Here it is.
We get a better idea of kind of what the response is for this. And we've seen a lot of these, Shep, whether it's a hospital or a newspaper or a school. You can get an idea of what's happening inside the building by what's happening outside. Are they in barricaded positions? You can see at the top right hand of your screen, there seems to be some officers kind of gathered there. Well, you saw there, we don't have control of the helicopter pictures. But there seem to be some officers or first responders, medical personnel that are outside the building. Building kind of openly walking around, which is a sign that they don't believe, or at least history tells us it's a sign that they no longer believe that an active shooter poses an imminent threat to those who are outside the building, which is, in a case like this, a smidgen of good news in what looks to be a very dark day in Annapolis, Maryland. Shep, we're going to gather some more information on what
folks,
we believe
it's the Capital Gazette newspaper.
In and outside the building, once.
Reportedly, multiple people shot. We'll watch that. But notice when there's hundreds of car deaths a day, no news. Hundreds of stabbings, no news. They just hype shootings. We hope it isn't a giant shooting or sad for whoever's been shot. But those are the type of things that happen in any society where you got 330 million people. Active shooter at 888, Best Gate, please help us. That's the type of news coming out. It's a bunch of incoherent gibbering at this point. So we'll continue to follow all that. But quite a historic point we're at right now. Lionel of Lionel Media joins us. He's taken over the broadcast. A great syndicated talk show host in his own right. We'll obviously probably cover this as we learn more about it. But what do you make of the Supreme Court situation? What do you make of what happened in Congress today with those incredible hearings and Rosenstein saying that he knows nothing and I think perjuring himself from what we already know on the record? This is just an amazing time. What would you, Lionel, call this time we're alive in right now?
Well, very fascinating times. First, in terms of the actual makeup, this will absolutely guarantee, the first rule is, a conservative majority. Next rule is, that doesn't make any difference. Look, Alex, one of the things that people forget is that these judges, these federal judges, may have very, very serious belief systems and the like, but they are federally trained. They tend to be very, very scholarly. And that's why, with all due respect, love Judge Knapp and think he's terrific on TV. He will never be a Supreme Court justice under any circumstance, nor should he be, because you need somebody, very frankly, wonkish and immersed in this. Because what people forget is that the majority of the stuff on their docket is hardcore boring. I mean minutia. Fisheries Act and going back and whether the doctrine of preemptive, the doctrine applies to such and such. I mean, it's not what people think. But here's the interesting part about this. You know, Alex, when these judges and justices put that robe on, something happens. And historically, we have learned when Byron Wizard White, under John Kennedy, he thought he's obviously one of us, a liberal, progressive. As soon as he put this on And he basically said, so they can't fire me? He became one of the most conservative justices ever. Then Harry Blackmun. Harry Blackmun was appointed by Nixon. He penned Roe against Wade. And the granddaddy of them all that everybody knows about is Earl Warren. And in fact, Eisenhower called it the worst G-damn mistake I've ever made in my life. So once this happens, their personalities change. Also, Scalia is not what you think. He did so many cases and so many opinions that nobody ever read. Nobody went back and pored through them. Whenever they do this, whenever they deny cert, when they basically say, let the lower court handle it, it's basically saying, we're not going to do anything. So all I want people to do is don't lose your minds. But the good news is, Alex, I love to see how the left, this intellectually febrile group of people, are losing their minds, and they don't know why. They're like this attack dog that just keeps barking and yipping and yelping, and they don't know why. And with Ruth Bader Ginsburg next, I mean, we're going to be talking about now a 6-3 court? I mean, will Joy
Bader... But that's what America needs to counter the bizarre communist Chinese-funded attack on America. I think even American elites realize the country's going to go down if we don't stabilize it. And the left has become this poisonous, you know, crazy thing. And I think there's a real countervailing wind against that.
Absolutely. And I also think something, too. Let's talk about abortion for just a moment. You know, abortion is not going to change. It is just not going to change. You're not going to see it go away. You're not going to see Roe against Wade appealed or, reversed. Or
no, it's just going to go back to the states.
Well, what's going to happen is you're going to see stare decisis, which is a wonderful doctrine. But one of the things that people forget is that you've got a very, very deep state on the deep bench. And there are too many people, I'm sorry to say, this may be a bit dark, but there are too many people who are Malthusian, too many depopulators who aren't going to allow this form of eugenics and, frankly, genocide to go by the wayside. This is too critical. Nobody's going to get in the way of this. And they're going to talk about, you know, giving in to the will of the people, but nobody wants, and I hate to say it, but this critical means of liquidating basically humanity. If you think that's going to happen, it ain't going to happen at all. But you're also going to see basically tests on it, and you're going to see it chipped away perhaps. But that is there. What's going to be interesting, Alex, and this is the most important, is we need a justice, who is able to understand what the rigors of today's technology are going to mean in terms of artificial intelligence. The fact that we are absenting ourselves.
That's right. While they're busy worried about humans, we have all the technology and these bigger challenges. Are they too old to understand that? You're absolutely right. That's really the critical issue here is the globalists don't even care what judges and people do now because they believe they've already leapfrogged so past far that the real folks, even if they're pro-human, need to understand they need to project what they're doing in their rulings onto that situation, which needs to be always pro-human, always about review, and against big mega corporations and monopolies. And the biggest thing the Supreme Court can do is bust up these big monopolies and break these things up, because if they don't do that, everything else goes out the window.
You've also got transhumanism is going to take on an incredibly important aspect of this. Think about this. You know, Alex, one of the worst things that ever happened, well, in the development of war, was the longbow. Once people became or enjoyed the ability to shoot and to kill from far away, it dehumanized warfare. When you put...
You're right. So the Welsh longbow, and then now we have the Predator drone, and then next we have the bioweapon.
Precisely. And when you absent yourself from human interaction, from the notion of conscience, it is devastating.
That's where victory comes from, the original, the two fingers, like, because the Normans would cut those off. Like, no, I have these, you're going to die.
Plucking the you. Remember, with the finger, plucking the you, so you can pull back.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
With you, sitting here for the last half hour. There is this shooting. Nobody knows what's going on, and you would think people would perhaps leave it at that. And I also have to say that, you know, Fox News does a hell of a job. Shep Smith, when it comes to, he's doing more and more, sadly, more and more shootouts than he used to do, but he's very, very good. I mean, after all, he's no Don Lemon. In fact, Don Lemon is not a Don Lemon. Let me go back to what's going on, my dear friends, if you don't mind me explaining to you this notion about the Supreme Court. A couple of things I want to invite you to do. Number one, please read the decision. Read the Hawaii case. Fine, how are you? I'm sorry. Read the case. Read Judge Robertson, how he basically distilled it. It's very, very simple. There's a beauty in the way courts can review cases. There's a beauty the way it goes through the logical aspect of it to look at the statute. I don't want to bore you with this, but it's not about I'm a conservative or I'm a Democrat or I'm a Republican. No, it's very, very linear. It's beautiful critical thinking, critical analysis. That's the kind of judge you need. You need a judge who is going to apply the law. Let me give you an example. There are some things that I personally do not care for. One is the death penalty. Never liked it, especially after being a prosecutor. The last thing in the world I'm going to see is anybody have the right to kill anybody when they're putting the wrong people in jail. Okay. If I were a judge and I were able to get a case and I had to look at the propriety of whether the death penalty was correctly applied, whether it was carried out, whether it was, of course, the will of the people, I would absolutely go ahead and say, as a judge, this is from 2011, I would go ahead and say, nothing wrong with this case. I don't like it. I don't care for it. If I had to deal with the notion of abortion, and it's always framed in a particular way, judges don't get broad issues of, is it a human life? Or, I mean, very rarely is that the consideration. It might be something very, very fine-tuned. I have an ambivalence to that. I do not want to see a woman thrown into prison or jail because she has an abortion. But I don't want her to have an abortion. It doesn't make any sense, and I realize that. I recognize that. There are sometimes when we have these weird kind of moral ambivalences that don't make any sense. You know, life is precious. Well, but we're for the death penalty, but against abortion, I don't know. None of it makes any sense, and I'm not going to argue the point here. The thing is that a judge, you want the judge, justice, I should say, to be able to look at this, and within the framework of that which is provided, answer the question. You know, we all love Antonin Scalia, okay? The guy who, by the way, died in some Illuminati, you know, hunting lodge with a pillow on his head. I've never understood that one. Never. You don't need Columbo to figure this one. The world's fastest autopsy over the phone. Remember when Anthony Bourdain, when they clipped him or when he died or whatever it was, quickest thing you ever saw. Remember on CNN, Bob, it's a suicide. Okay, next, moving up. Wait a minute. What happened? I don't know. Just fine. Nothing to see here, but that's another issue. But Scalia had this thing where he said, I'm an originalist, and I want to look at the Constitution within the framework of what the original drafters of the Constitution believe. Oh, come on. Are you kidding me? You can't do that. The Constitution, have you read it? The Bill of Rights? It's horrible. There's nothing there. It doesn't tell you even how many justices you should have. Doesn't mention the Air Force. Doesn't mention marriage. Doesn't mention voting. Doesn't mention anything. It's bereft. It's bereft. It's wanting of information, of data. It is the worst prose, even the whole notion, in order to form a more perfect union. A more perfect? What does that mean? If you can understand the Second Amendment, good for you. The point of this is that as the courts have looked at this, they've read into it. We all know, for example, I don't want to bore you with this, but if we're going to be talking about the Supreme Court, you got to know some rudimentary facts. We all know this thing called the exclusionary rule, right? This is where the police, if they break down your door, if they take something, if they don't have a warrant, if they violate the Fourth Amendment, that evidence is excluded. It's suppressed. You make a motion to suppress at the trial level. You all know that, right? Makes sense. That's not in the Constitution. That's not in the Bill of Rights. It's nowhere at all. Nowhere. It was a case called Map Against Ohio, 1961. And the Supreme Court created the doctrine of the exclusionary rule. There were justices and judges back then who said, this is ridiculous. You're going to throw a case off because of a constable's error? Sue them. Sue the police officer. Sue the police officer? What are you talking about? I'm on trial for my life. You seized evidence that incorrectly, and I'm going to face the death penalty, and you want me to file a civil lawsuit? What are you talking about? Read the First Amendment. What is covered? Fighting words no good. Libel isn't covered by the First Amendment. What is? The Fourth Amendment says you have to have a warrant to arrest. Nobody has a warrant to arrest. And half of the time we're searching, there's an exception to it. Look, it's a beautiful dance. And the first part of the dance, the first part of the minuet, is to pretend that we're doing something, that we're following some rule. Not really. Here's one for you. Let me ask you this question. You know how the Fifth Amendment works, right? You can't be compelled to give testimony against yourself. Doesn't that make sense? They can't throw you on the stand and say, you, take the stand. Where were you on November 22nd, 1963? I wasn't even born. What are you? I'm not going to testify. Oh, yeah? Well, if you don't, we're going to throw you in jail. You have no duty to compel or be compelled to testify against yourself. All the time. It makes complete sense. You as a defendant, you don't have to take the stand. In fact, if the prosecutor even hints, even insinuates, years ago as a prosecutor, we said, well, I didn't do this, but I heard about this. Sometimes more, well, older, unscrupulous prosecutors would say, well, in the case where the defendant wouldn't take the stand, they would say, well, you know, they say there's two sides to every story. Well, you never guess with this guy. Meaning, well, why didn't he testify? You can't even, that's a mistrial. It's gone, it's through. Okay. So you understand? Makes sense, right? But you can't be forced to give evidence against yourself. What do you call a breathalyzer? What do you call when you're driving and they suspect you of drunk driving? There's been an accident, great bodily harm, disfigurement, death, whatever. They can hold you down and suck the blood out of your veins. That's not giving compelled testimony? You mean to tell me the case is based on a blood alcohol reading and you're holding me down and you're taking it from me? I'm not giving evidence against myself. You know what the Supreme Court said in a case called Schmerber? I think it was Armando Schmerber, 1970, whatever. They said, that's not testimonial. What? No, that's not testimonial. Field sobriety test, breathalyzer, things like that. That's not testimonial. They make stuff up all the time. They make exceptions. The Supreme Court. So this business that Scalia gives about, well, we don't legislate from the bench. Are you kidding me? All the time. How about fruit of the poisonous tree? That's what people are suggesting right now. They say that the Mueller investigation is so horrible that if I break into a home, let's say I'm an unscrupulous cop, and I take something, and I grab it without a warrant, and from that piece, that thing that I've seized, let's say it's a key to the proverbial locker at the bus station. And in the bus station locker, there's cocaine that I got from this key, the fruit of the poisonous tree, a derivative fine. Even that suppressed. Look, all you want in the Constitution for that baby, it ain't there. Some activist court came up with that. So I want a judge who knows when to be active. Knows when to realize it. Don't call the Constitution a living document. I know that's a very dangerous thing to say. But there are things that evolve. And I'm telling you right now, when you have artificial intelligence, when you have cloning, GMOs, patent, copyright, you're going to have issues that are going to confound the average Joe. More coming up with me, Lionel.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Please, absolutely effervescent being here today, and I thank you so much. By the way, this is for Roger Stone. I hope my cufflinks are not too garish for you, my sartorial sultan, you. I love that man. Now, a couple of things here. In New York this week, we had Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Cortez. Blew out Crowley. This is the greatest thing. Now, wait. I know what you're thinking. They're going crazy with her. There, look at that face. Meet the face of tyranny and suffering. Alex, the king of the understatement. Oh, Alex, yes. No, we need this. If you think Venezuela is awesome, you'll love Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. This is the greatest thing that's ever happening, because right now, they're sitting in the hallowed halls of the deep state saying, holy God, what the hell is happening? Who? She's who? He's twice her age. Crowley's twice her age. Spent her 18 to 1. And she basically said, I'm going to go out And I'm going to say some things on my own, and I'm going to use my Twitter. She did a great video. By the way, that MJ, what is it, Hagar, The Door? Did you see that video of the woman, The Door? This is some of the best stuff possible. So right now, Hillary Clinton and others, Debbie Wasserman Schultz and this crew are saying, what do we do? What do we do? And they're grooming her like, this is the future. They're saying, no, this is not the future. This is the greatest thing ever for Trump. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. Or as my friend says, I'm going to be as honest as I possibly can be. Which I said, what? But I'm going to tell you. I'm not a doctrinaire right wing, left wing. I know I'm namby-pamby. I'm kind of in, I don't have any names. I'm Carol Quigley all the way. Two sides of the same coin. The paradigm, the illusion of the left-right stuff. All these words mean nothing to me. Sometimes I agree with this one. I agree with that one based upon the issue. But I don't have any label. But I will tell you this. I'm loving Trump. Oh, my God. If you had told me that I'd be having this much fun, that I'd be having so much fun in this sick Schadenfreude, my wife and I, we have these people, these ex-friends of ours, who are going crazy. And I have been portrayed by many people to be this right-winger. So, okay, fine. But this is going to play into the midterms, into Trump 2020. He's going to say, ladies and gentlemen, do you know what the Democrats are? Let me go to you, Mr. and Mrs. Mainstream America, Mr. and Mrs. Heartland, Mr. and Mrs. And by the way, the Heartland isn't Dubuque or Des Moines. It could be Brooklyn. It could be the Bronx, Kings County, Brooklyn. It's a mindset. It means the average, the Gaussian curve, just the middle, the bell curve, the middle, just the regular people. I'm going to say, you know what the Democratic Party is? Here, this is it. She wants to get rid of ICE. She wants to disband completely an enforcement. Get this. She wants to get rid of that protector of your sovereignty. This is what she wants to do. Look at this. Just go through the list. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you go ahead and you do this. And Hillary and others are going to be thinking, oh, my God, this is not what we're doing. Because believe it or not, Crowley was more Trump than she is. Let them go far left and encourage it. Encourage her. Let her build up her cadre. Because what she also is, she appeals to the disenfranchised Bernie voter. See, this is the thing that's just interesting. You know, Trump is going to one day do his version of the Southern strategy, but in a different way. He's going to go after the millennial strategy. He's going to talk to them, and he's going to say, let me explain something to you. You were left out by these people. You were basically hosed. Pardon my French, but you were hosed. You were betrayed. Betrayed by these people. You had your chance to feel like you had your candidate, Bernie. And this, she's going to be what? Some ersatz version? Some synthetic knockoff of this? What we have in common is the middle class, lowering your taxes, getting rid of $1 trillion of debt that your generation enjoys. I am telling you, you people think I'm nuts, which I could be, but not for this reason. You're going to have Trump saying, listen to me, look what he's doing with Kanye, Candace Owens, with Minister Farrakhan. Minister Farrakhan, and I'm not endorsing him, but he said, with Mr. Trump, his enemy is our enemy. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. Unbelievable. And Hillary's thinking, what the hell is going on here? Farrakhan, Kanye, Candace, bring them all. You see what we have right here? I want a hip-hop summit. I want to have young people, African-American, Latinos, people of color, to say that Trump is cool. But Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is not realistic. Yes, she is young. Yes, but this is antediluvian. Her ideologies are olid. They're odios, they're useless. This isn't the way it works. And I also want this message to come out very, very loud and clear. And this is the part going back to the, because remember, this is 14% of the population. African Americans, 14%. This is serious. This is serious. And we can say, there's no reason for us to fight. Look, I'm Donald Trump, and you think I'm some kind of, that we're antithetical. Trust me, we're on the same page. Now think about this. The only reason they even care about these unaccompanied children, the only reason they care about it is one particular reason. Because they've squandered your vote. Your vote, Latino votes, people of color, poor, not that everybody who's poor is a Democrat, but they have written you off. Now let me ask you this hypothetical. Don't you love thought experiments? I do. Assume, as we lawyers say, arguendo, for the sake of argument, assume the following. What would happen if Trump could say this? All right, I'll make a deal with you. Chuck Schumer and Sotomayor or whatever, everybody comes in. In fact, you just point to them and they come in. I'll give them each $1,000. Come on in. Accompanied, unaccompanied, I don't care. Oh, but there's only one condition. And you do want them in, right? Oh, yes. You do want them in, not for political reasons. Oh, no, no, good. They have to sign a waiver. They have to pledge never to vote. They have to give up their right to ever seek the franchise. They can come in here, but we're going to clip their voting wings. They cannot vote. What do you think would happen? Schumer, these people would say, are you out of your mind? Whoa, 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 whoa. What happened? Wait a minute. You were worried about the humanity, right? I'm saying bring them in. Open the doors. Let them in. Take care of them. Love them. Oh, what are you doing? They're going to say, we don't care about them. And by the way, let me also say something very, very quickly. There was a time in the 80s in Florida, where I'm from, and when the Mariel boat lift was there, the Marielitos, as we call it, in Miami Chrome Avenue Detention Center, you probably remember this. They were people who came, and Castro was a genius. He emptied his prisons, mental hospitals. Oh, he got rid of it was the brain drain during the 50s and 60s, but this was just, not everybody, don't get upset. But a lot of people that, frankly, he just figured, I'm gonna clean out the loony bin and the who's gal and let him go. Because when you're standing there in the Mariel Harbor waiting for your Uncle Guzman, you're waiting, and they're saying, no, you got to take these people because your uncle is on the other boat. Just get out. People would come back to the West Coast, Miami, and Tampa and realize that their loved ones were never picked up. All right, suffice it to say, in those camps, the amount of pederasty, pedophilia, child sex trafficking, bartering, was because the children were kept together. When you keep them together, that's when they're preyed upon. Now, I've hit you with a lot of stuff. I've hit you with so much stuff right now, it's unbelievable. And frankly, I understand that it can be a bit daunting. Don't be daunted by this. Understand one thing. Critical thinking is going to set you free. This is not about left and right. This is not even about Democrats and Republicans. This is about truth. This is about the success of our republic. This is about the future of this country. You can't say that enough. It may sound corny to the uninitiated, but believe me when I'm telling you this. We're in a fight for our lives, and we're not going to get another chance. So all I'm saying is this. Open your head, open your heart, and open your mind, and realize the number one thing I'm after is true. And comment as you see fit.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.